Kristen. She is with the Red River Gorge United, and I guess we'll go ahead and kind of jump in. How are you doing this morning, Kristen?
I'm doing great. I had turkeys talking this morning in my yard, and so it was kind of a nice morning. I was listening to them while I was eating breakfast, so...
And that's one of the things, just one of the many things that makes our area so unique. So,
Yeah, it was great. At first, when I heard them, I was like, "What is that sound?" And then I was like, "Oh, right."
I don't have turkeys. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was like. Why does it sound like a farm? No, wait.
Oh, all right. So, of course, you've checked in with us now a couple times this week to let folks know what your organization does. Of course, you're with Red River Gorge United, which was founded, you said, about a year ago now, and kind of not necessarily response, but kind of response to the Red River Economic Development Board, which was founded, I gather, about 2 to 3 years ago. And they're looking to put in possibly more corporate-style business here in the area in the way of a hotel or something of that nature and some other shopping things that would be more corporate type. And you're thinking, and your group is kind of thinking, that there may be some better options to consider. Would you care to share with the listening audience again kind of where you guys are coming from with this?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to correct you just slightly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Our RED group is actually quite a bit older, 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
And we're a little bit younger. We're probably more like 6 or 7 months now.
Okay.
just slight corrections there. So I think one thing I thought maybe I could try to run through real quick today, which I think kind of answers your question too, was to talk a little bit about, what our kind of alternate vision would be, or what we would like to see. And kind of the biggest point on that is really creating a community plan for our area. And so me talking with you and having this meeting tonight as well is part of that, where we can gather input from other people who live here, who have an interest here. And we would like to be able to kind of gather that information so that then we can, try to move our community in that direction that people would like it to go. And one thing I was a little bit negligent about when I talked to you before is that we do still have our survey up online. You can find that at rrgunited.org, and there is a link to go to the community survey. And it's a real easy, fillable form that people can fill out. The reason I wasn't sure is that wanted to make sure it was still going to be open, but it is going to still be open through this weekend. So people, if they can't listen tonight, but they do want to share their opinion, I mean, they can always just send us an email too, but we do encourage them to fill out that survey, and I can also share more detailed directions on how to get there tonight. But anyway, that's kind of one of our main goals, is to create a community plan like that, so that way it's us making the decisions, and by us, I don't mean RRG United, I mean the community as a whole making the decisions on what we'd like to see here as far as development or not development or whatever. It can be what we would like it to be.
Now, when you talk about creating things the way that we would like it to be, I'm going to ask a little more difficult question. Of course, I do participate in local economic development initiatives, not only here, but regionally, in Lee County and in Estill County and some other counties.
Mm-hmm.
As they kind of look at solutions, I've sat on chamber boards, tourism boards, and you have so many considerations when you're trying to figure out how to implement something. For instance, county over, there's an interest in putting in, say, a bowling alley or a youth center. And that's okay. One thing that's been discussed for quite some time, but the sustainability of it and the feasibility of it, even though community members are super excited about the concept of it, there's just no real path forward because there's no investors that'll take a look at it because it won't have a return on investment. Running it as a nonprofit, of course, yields a whole different level of issue. When you speak to wanting, a certain thing or a certain look in our community, do you find that there's a disconnect between what's feasible and what's possible?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
What would be your guidance to that?
So, yes, I mean, I only have to look at what I try to do in my own life to see that. So, of course, And I, you know, I realize that some of the things I'm saying sound like maybe idealistic in some ways, and they are, because I think, you know, we deserve to work towards what we would like to see in our life, all of us, not just me or not just this community, but in, you know, in kind of every aspect. I think we deserve to be able to do that. So I do kind of have an idealistic view. That doesn't mean I can't also be realistic as well. And actually, one of the things that we are hoping to do as an organization is raise some money for business incubation. And so, yes, you are absolutely right that there are, I think there are a lot of people in this community. I mean, I've talked to people and I've seen things too, like you've seen businesses, and it's not the business maybe didn't fail because the person was, you know, too stupid to run a business, right? Like, that's not necessarily what the problem is. You know, there's a variety of things. But I think something like the bowling alley thing, like, that's the exact sort of thing that we would like to be able to help as an organization. And I know we're not the only thing out there that could potentially help with that, but we would be one of the few that would be, like, totally focused on this area. And that's one of the that's the exact type of thing that we would like to be able to contribute to, is creating and helping to sustain that type of business. And I don't know enough personally about something like a bowling alley as a business to know, like, what the overhead costs are and what, you know, where the hang-ups are specifically in that business. But that's the type of thing that we're hoping where we could, you know, provide some assistance to people here who would be wanting to support that sort of thing. And so maybe it wouldn't be that we could find an investor to go in, but maybe we could have a co-op bowling alley. I don't know if that would work. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, there are other types of models, and I myself was really naive to that sort of thing prior to getting involved with this, and I've been getting a bit of an education from other people in the group who are helping us to, you know, understand that there are ways to do these sorts of things that don't have to be that, you know, we have to have an investor sort of model. There are ways that we can fund things differently and do things differently. And I don't have all those answers, like, to hand to you right now, but that's exactly the sort of thing that we're hoping to do.
Right, right. They can actually then log onto your website, and that's rrgunited.com. Is that correct?
.org,
and they can find that form to kind of give those feedback of ideas that they may have for the community then.
Yep. All right.
So as far as plugging into sustainability options, of course, you said you've been kind of getting an education, and I have as well over the last several years. Of course, there's a lot of good local organizations. We mentioned them on Monday, ARC, MACID, and organizations like that. Are you then kind of a group that you foresee in the future helping with pathways and connections to be able to link people to those type of funding groups, possibly to help see some of those ideas funded?
Sure. And I mean, you know, there are, like I said, I realize we're not the only one in the general region that does that sort of thing. But yes, I think that, you know, that is kind of what we're seeing a little bit as our, you know, one of our roles anyway, is, you know, helping to, you know, and there can kind of be an endless stream of connections sometimes that I think people can get bogged down in. So, you know, sometimes there needs to be real help, not just, you know, oh, this person will talk to you for half an hour sort of thing. So I think we can, at least I hope we can be that, you know, kind of, that's the name, that uniting force that can, you know, help to connect people with, you know, real resources that can help with that kind of development. And keep it local. Like, why should an investor come in and put in a business that makes a lot of money and then that money doesn't stay here? You know, why can't that business be owned by somebody here, and then the money stays here in that family, in this community? You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me makes more sense than, then the person who owns it, it's truly, they're invested in wanting it to do well, and the people here are going to be invested in wanting it to do well because it's their neighbor or their friend who owns it.
And I do agree with you on that. I know, again, looking from the economic development perspective, of course, the radio station you're on right now is locally owned and family operated.
Yeah.
But one thing I do want to point out is our idea of locally owned and family operated has shifted and changed, especially in the Gorge area, because there are a lot of transplants in that Gorge area that, you know,
there
again,
are.
Not yep. to slight our local folks, but sometimes when you've been raised here and you know this area so well, you sometimes don't see or recognize the value like somebody coming from, say, Cincinnati. You know, I know several folks from Cincinnati who own businesses there in the Gorge that are doing well
yep.
and participate on greatly on a local level. So
right.
are you considering, when you say people local and people as part of the community, are you including those that move into the area, or where's your stance on that?
And I'll tell you why, because I mean, I myself am a transplant. I've been here 22 years this fall. And I moved here from the dreaded Ohio, though not Cincinnati.
Hey, but you didn't fall off any of the cliffs, so that's all it takes.
I have not fallen off of any cliffs. So, to me, you know, and I realize that there is, you know, I do think that people maybe, I understand why you brought up the question, because, you know, are they truly a local member of the community if they're still maintaining, you know, if they don't live here? And I guess we can argue over where to draw the line, but to me, if you're participating in the local community, you're a member of that community. So to me, that's where I draw the line. So there's many ways in which we can participate, right? Like, I'm not saying you have to join a group to be a participant, but if you're living there, if you're buying groceries there, if you're, you know, maybe you're going to church here, like whatever that aspect may be, like, to me, participating in that community, caring about it, investing in it, not just financially, but like on an emotional level, on a relationship level, like connecting in that way, that's what makes a community to me. And I guess people, you know, may feel differently, and maybe some people draw the line in some places, but, you know, I think in some ways that's splitting hairs a little bit. To me, what I mean by an outside investor is somebody who's going to own the business, or, you know, maybe they, you know, put some money in and they build a building and they, you know, and then they leave. You know, they're not actually, they don't care about the community except for, this is a way for me to make money. And that, to me, is not a member of the community. A member of the community, yeah, sure, everybody has to make money to live. We can't live in this, you know, world right now without making some money. So I'm not saying I begrudge people for making money. I just think that it's a lot better for everyone in the area if the people who are owning businesses can be, as much as possible, part of the people who live and grocery shop and go to church and visit their friends and whatever in that same area. That to me just seems like a nicer setup. And it has a lot of positive outcomes. And I realize we're running out of time, so I should stop talking.
No, you're fine. And I don't think there's anybody who couldn't agree with that kind of idealistic point of view. Tonight it'll be open to the public to be able to interface and ask you some questions. And I know you'll be sharing a lot more information. And again, for folks that are just tuning in, this is Kristen with Red River Gorge United. We'll be having a community forum style meeting tonight right here on WSKV. You'll be able to text in. It starts at 6 o'clock and lasts till 7. We'll also be doing it on Facebook Live as well. So folks will be able to interface with you there, Kristen.
Okay, sounds great.
All righty, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.